do any of these neighborhoods have their own financial sections or shopping areas?
No. It's somewhere near, because people are mixed up now, you know.
Could you tell me at all where a very poor neighborhood is? Are you aware of any?
No.
Real poor neighborhoods?
I don't know where it's been the miss fortunate people. Some always want to be poor. Don't want to be nothing else, but that. And always will be.
Excuse me. Huh? These are some people who are, how are you doing?
All right.
Okay, we were talking about different neighborhoods. Can you tell me about some local landmarks of Mobile that an outsider might want to come and see and visit?
Outside?
No, say a visitor came to Mobile.
Oh.
And he wanted to know where the very important landmarks were. Could you tell me about the historical places here?
Well, the historical places, there's some down Government Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this Raphael Sims home. It's on Government Street. You know, his statue's way down, overlooking the Mobile Bay.
Oh,
he was an admiral.
Mm-hmm.
Admiral.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived on Government Street. And his home was there. I heard that his son donated that house to the church right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the home of Admiral Sims. And his statue's down at the end of Government Street, overlooking the water. Mm-hmm. He was an admiral. That's a historical place.
Any others that you can think of? Mm-hmm. Any nice places in Mobile that you might tell somebody to go visit?
Well, you would go to Bill and Grace Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
That's one nice place to go to. And they go to Dolphin Island.
Mm-hmm.
Visit.
Okay.
They got lovely motels.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to sleep, you go to the lovely motel here. And it's Admiral Sims. That's where this motel is named.
Uh-huh.
Admiral Sims Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Government Street. It's way down near that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any parks around here that have special names?
Now that park down there across from this auditorium, I don't know what the name of that park is. We don't have too many parks here.
Okay. If you were flying home from New York, where would your plane land?
From New York?
Yeah, if you came in from New York and landed in Mobile, where would your plane land?
In Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What's the place called in Mobile that your airplane would come in on?
On the runway?
Yeah. what's that big place called?
The airport.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a name that you would use?
No, just an airport.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you were driving in from out of state in a car, what do you call these big four-lane roads that you go really fast on?
Freeway.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you got tired along the freeway and you wanted to stop for only about 5 minutes, not stay over at a motel or anything,
mm-hmm.
but you can pull off the side of the road,
mm-hmm.
what do you call those places where you can pull off on its
side? Rest area.
Okay. And what's painted on the road to help you stay in your own lane?
What's painted, a sign of this?
It's on the road.
You have your signs telling you everywhere.
Uh-huh.
But it's painted on the road or on the sign?
On the road. It's a little dotted.
Mm-hmm. These lines, to me, am I right?
Mm-hmm.